Welcome to episode one of the Cross-Border Tax and Financial Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Phil Hogan, and today we're going to talk about moving your IRA to Canada.
Welcome to the Cross-Border Tax and Financial Planning Podcast with Phil Hogan, where we discuss, demystify, and help break down cross-border issues. Now, here's your host, Phil Hogan.
Hello and welcome to episode number one of the Cross-Border Tax and Financial Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Phil Hogan, and today we're going to talk about how do we move our IRA or 401k to Canada. So we have a few options here. I'm going to outline these options in more general terms, and then we'll circle back to these options in more detail. So first, maybe the easiest option and something that many of you have been advised about is to just simply withdraw the IRA from the U.S. as a lump sum and bring it up to Canada. Now, this is usually one of the worst options, simply because as we deregister the IRA, take the amount as a lump sum, and depending on whether you're actually a U.S. citizen or a green card holder or a non-resident of the U.S., you'll pay an immediate tax in withholdings on the IRA withdrawal, and you'll pay a fairly significant amount depending on your tax bracket and the size of the IRA in Canada. So it's not something that we usually advise, but we'll circle back around to the details on distributing the IRA as a lump sum. So option number two, often an easy option as well, we can leave the IRA in the U.S. Leaving the IRA in the U.S. maintains the deferral of the income and can be managed quite effectively from Canada, especially if you have an appropriate cross-border investment advisor helping. Option number three, transfer the IRA to an RSP. This one's quite popular. Lots of clients like to have their IRA money converted into an RSP, be able to consolidate amounts into Canada, and really simplify your issues. There's some calculations to be done here, and it's not so simple from a taxation standpoint, but definitely doable. Option number four, and this option only really works if you have yet to move to Canada and you're not yet a resident of Canada for tax purposes, is moving the IRA converting the IRA to a Roth IRA. So essentially, you'll be able to convert your IRA, pay some tax up front, into a Roth IRA, and then once you move to Canada, that amount can be withdrawn tax-free. So let's circle all the way back to option number one, and let's talk about these options in more detail and how they can work for you. So number one, withdrawing the IRA as a lump sum from the U.S. and bringing the amounts to Canada. Now, what you hear this advice sometimes from Canadian brokers that perhaps can't manage U.S. funds or U.S. accounts. And really, their only option is to have the amounts deregistered as a lump sum, bring them up to Canada, and they might invest them, they might use some RSP room that's already accumulated. They might just invest them into a regular investment account. Now, the problem with this is you pay an immediate tax up front. So let's just use some figures here. Let's say your Canadian tax rate's 30%. So immediately, you'll pay 30%, or once tax returns are filed anyways, you'll pay 30% tax on the IRA distribution. So let's say it's a $100,000 IRA. That's $30,000 of tax upfront on the IRA, which one of the big advantages of these tax deferred accounts is the ability to defer income. So immediately we take a tax hit of 30%, and depending on whether you're a U.S. citizen or a green card holder or just a non-resident of the U.S., you'll pay a withholding tax upfront, and then if you are filing U.S. returns, you'll pay your average rate of tax in the U.S. And you'll certainly get a credit for that in Canada. So unless your U.S. rate, being the amount of withholdings and penalties, is over the rate in Canada, you won't necessarily pay double tax, although with such high tax rates on these lump sum withdrawals, it's possible. You're not going to run into a situation where that double tax is necessarily imposed. However, Canadian tax on that amount would be significant. So if we think of a situation where a client's able to stretch out that IRA payment over their lifetime, depending on their other income, you might be able to get that IRA out at 10 to 15% tax and send a 30% tax overall. So that's a lot of tax to pay in one shot that really can never be recovered. We also have to assess whether clients are going to get penalized on these amounts. If you're under 59 and a half and you do deregister money from the IRA, you'll pay that 10% penalty, which often cannot be recovered. You'll also hear individuals giving this advice say that the difference in foreign exchange will make up for the tax. Now, I can't think of worse advice. Fair enough, you know, the amounts in US dollars will convert to a higher amount in Canada, but that just still means extra tax being paid unnecessarily when clients certainly do have options. So option number one, transferring the amounts out as a lump sum, we don't advise. Now, in some cases where the amounts are smaller, you might have a small $10,000 IRA, it might make sense to simply deregister the amounts just for simplicity and get them out of the US, pay a small amount of tax and be done with the account. But for anything really only over $50,000, $60,000, unless your income's really low, deregistering the amounts and bringing the IRA up as a lump sum just doesn't make sense. So let's move on to option number two, leave the IRA in the US. Now, we like this option a lot, first because it's simple, doesn't change things for clients quite a bit, and we still maintain the option of pulling out money on a regular basis, you know, whether you initially have required minimum distributions or those have yet to kick in. We're able to stretch those payments over a number of years at potentially lower tax rates. One of the complications is a lot of the U.S. a fair amount of U.S. brokers are now not opening up non-resident accounts, so Canadian accounts for individuals with IRAs, certainly. But for those that have IRAs in the U.S., they're really pushing their clients to close down these accounts, and at the very least, they're not able to transact on the accounts. So they can put in sell orders to have amounts distributed to Canada, but other than that, they can't do much. So in those cases, we'd really advise somebody to get a cross-border investment professional involved so that, you know, your IRA money can be managed from Canada. So you can have the same person managing your RSP, managing your IRA, your non-registered accounts, really everything in one place. That's going to make it a lot easier for the client. But in the interim, before you know, if you don't have this option, then certainly leaving the IRA in the US for the time being in the short term certainly makes sense. And you can always transfer the amounts later. We can talk about how to transfer those amounts to RSPs or even just bring them up to Canada with a cross-border tax or a cross-border investment professional. Option number three, transferring the IRA to an RSP. Now, this one's popular often because clients like the idea of just converting their non-taxable IRA to a non-taxable RSP. We wish it was a lot simpler to do this from a taxation standpoint. The compliance and the calculations that go into doing the conversion and rollover can be quite complex. And it would be easy if we could simply, under the Tax Act, roll and the IRS code, roll the IRA to an RSP. But essentially, we can't. The way the mechanism works for converting the IRA to an RSP, in very general terms, first, you'll need to have enough Canadian source income to do the conversion. So if we use an example of a $500,000 IRA and somebody that has $100,000 of Canadian source income, that individual would probably or likely be able to convert maybe $100,000 of IRA to their RSP per year. And the way it would work is you would have an inclusion on your tax return for the $100,000 that you withdrew from the IRA. You'll get a deduction for the amount in your Canadian tax return. So you won't pay any Canadian tax on that amount. And the amounts that you paid in tax on the IRA distribution, so if you're a US citizen or a green card holder, the amount of tax you paid on your US return, or if you're not, the amount of tax that you paid as a withholding, you'll get a credit for that on your Canadian return. So essentially, you haven't paid any tax overall, and you've converted the amount to your IRA, and then or you converted the amount to your RSP rather, and eventually you'll pay tax on that amount. Now that certainly works. I mean, first you have, if the IRA is a sizable account, you'll have to do it over a number of years. And you also, if you're under 59 and a half, you'll have a penalty on the amounts of 10%, which in some cases can be credited in Canada. But if your Canadian rate is lower than the amount of US tax plus the penalty that you pay, that's actually going to be extra tax. So you really want to work out these calculations beforehand to make sure they work. But in a lot of cases, you know, we will be able to convert the IRA to an RSP, but often over a number of years. One of the advantages of converting the IRA to an RSP is we know that we can't income split under the current rules, and this might change. We can't split IRA payments between spouses in Canada. So we have pension splitting rules in Canada that state certain pension income can be split between spouses and really even out that tax. Specifically in those rules, IRA distributions are excluded from those rules. So you can't split IRA payments. But what you can do, once the IRA is converted to an RSP, and you can't split RSP payments, but once the RSP converts to a RIF, that amount, in fact, can be split between spouses. So, and that would happen over a number of years. But if you're really looking down the road, it is possible to convert your IRA into a splittable account, which, depending on your spouse's income, can be a pretty significant savings in the future. We have some clients with, you know, IRAs well over $500,000-$600,000 that we've used a strategy for, and it will pay off from a tax standpoint in the years to come. So maybe the last option that we'll talk about today is converting your IRA to a Roth IRA. Now this option really only works if you have not moved to Canada yet. So if you're not yet a Canadian resident and you're thinking of moving to Canada, which there's lots of tax planning to do for those that have not yet moved to Canada and are thinking of making a move. If you're able to convert your IRA to a Roth, and by converting the IRA to a Roth, you'll pay tax on the distribution of the IRA. So it often makes sense to do this before you're 59 and a half, or sorry, do this after you're 59 and a half to avoid penalties. If in that particular year that you do the conversion, your tax rate's relatively low, you should be able to have an inclusion of that income at a low rate. That full amount gets converted into a Roth IRA and will grow tax-free. And at the time of withdrawal, will be tax-free as well. So what could happen is you can convert the Roth IRA before you enter Canada. And let's pick a number. Let's say you convert it at 15%. You convert it and you pay 15% tax on that amount. It goes into the Roth IRA. You move to Canada. And generally speaking, Canadian tax rates are higher. Now that amount's in a Roth IRA. And any amounts that gets withdrawn from that account will be tax-free. Whereas if you move to Canada with the IRA and you started converting the amounts and deregistering the funds and started receiving required minimum distributions, those full amounts would be taxable in Canada. So that can certainly be a great strategy. I mean, you certainly are going to pay a level of U.S. tax on the first portion of the conversion, but any future appreciation in the Roth account will be tax-free from a Canadian and U.S. standpoint. So that's something that can actually save a fair amount of tax, depending on your tax rate in the years before you enter Canada. Now, one thing to note, it's important that once you enter Canada, and for anybody that has Roth IRAs, there are many other elections to make, but this one's important in that when you enter Canada, for those that have IRAs, you have to make a special election with the CRA, the Canada Revenue Agency, to inform them that you own this IRA, and going forward, any distributions in the account will be tax-free. And if you don't do it, there could be some really adverse tax consequences. So it's really just it's an election form that gets filed with CRA, which is important. The other important item is you cannot make any other further contributions to the Roth IRA after entering Canada, because you might break the election. So once again, that's a great option for those that, you know, meet specific criteria before entering Canada. And certainly for those that have not moved to Canada yet, lots of great planning that can be done. So please, if you're in that situation, you know, give us a ring and we can walk through that. So today, what did we talk? We talked about four options for moving your IRA to Canada. First, withdraw as a lump sum. We don't really like that. Really high tax. Tax potentially that can't get recovered, and potential for double tax. Leave the IRA in the U.S. That works. We still get a fair amount of deferral. Easy. It still leaves it open for other options. Transferring the IRA to an RSP works as well. Does have some tax complications, some calculations to do, but some clients just like the amounts into their RSP. And eventually, once the RSP riffs, we can split with spouses, which is great. And the last one, converting your IRA to a Roth IRA. Great option for anybody that's yet to move to Canada. So I hope that's been helpful for anybody that's either thinking of moving their IRA to Canada or for those that have yet to move to Canada and have IRA money. If you want to hear more about these options or you just want to talk about your situation in more detail, please feel free to give me a call at 250-381-2400. You can check us out online at hutchison.ca. That's www.hutchison.ca. And crossborderpros.net. I'll leave information for all these contact profiles in the podcast or video if you're watching this on YouTube. Once again, thanks for joining us, and we'll see you on the next podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Cross Border Tax and Financial Planning Podcast. For recaps of this show and more information on how to reach Phil Hogan, please visit crossborderpros.net or hutchison.ca. Please note that the information contained in this podcast is for educational purposes only and should not be constituted as professional advice.